Jaguru.
Jaguru. Also, I just wanted to make a little quick announcement that next week we can meet, but then it will be off 26 the 2nd and coming back on the 9th of January.
Very good.
So next week we meet, but 26 and 2nd we're off and we come back on the 9th.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
I just want to share something. I had get your point of view on that.
Okay.
By knowing myself on the real sense, like you show us very often, it's really important. I can observe some resistance to totally surrender. Because I can say conviction is there, but there's some resistance keep attached on body mind. Way of being, and I see. Alain, you know that. Why did you pass thing like this, or it was totally flowing very easy? And but
I was just concentrating on mantra and then
okay.
observing the scenes starting to appear. And maybe afterwards, like I had spoken about with the food poisoning, afterwards
Yeah.
saying like, oh, wow. Or after the cab ride when I was in the rain in the nighttime, I was
Yeah.
like, oh, that. But during, it was just, mantra. That was
Okay.
the sole focus and concentration. So there was nothing outside that was penetrating as an experience. Mantra was the only experience that was happening.
You
And
did
yet,
mantra all day long?
pardon me?
You did mantra all day long, all the time?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's maybe the missing point. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, like Maharaj says, it's not just sitting in meditation like this,
No.
it's continuous mantra, mantra, mantra. And especially, I was given really great opportunities because the food poisoning
Yeah.
and then the cab ride in the rain, pouring rain late at night, right after we had just heard these people speaking about that, the cab drivers in India were very terrible at night. And now here it is, rain on top of that. And I was just sitting in the back seat, mantra, mantra, just concentrating this mantra. That was the, it couldn't create an experience.
Okay.
After the so-called experience, you could look back and realize that, because you're putting it into practice, it's no longer just like, okay, remain with mantra, this and that. When you're actually putting it into practice and you're looking back and seeing like, oh, I just went through this thing that was kind of like would have been terrible had I been there. But body was there, but mind was not, because mind was concentrating on mantra. As Maharaj would say, mother wants to cook, but children want to play. Well, You give some toys to the children. Mother can concentrate on cooking. The children is mind, ego, intellect. And the toy is the mantra. And you're so focused on mantra that you cannot create in your experience the concept I am experiencing.
That's because sometimes mantra is running, but they're still thinking over it. I just see that. You mantra is there, but there's another conversation go over the mantra.
But which are you paying attention to? Mantra or the flow of thought?
Okay.
Because mantra, you pay attention to mantra. You already know that whatever thought the mind is presenting to you can't be about you, because mind came along with the body and you're prior to the body experience. You know this?
Yeah.
So whatever is train of thought in the mind, you don't need to pay attention. You pay attention to the mantra. And then you start to see in your own kind of self-realization, self-direction, whatever you want to call it, where you're recognizing, oh, like this thing, I just did this in a meeting. You can be doing this and then observe yourself speaking when it's appropriate to speak. It's not like you're off in a zone. It's not a trance. It's literally a vibrantly alive awareness that immediately can just be like, oh, yes, this, and then mantra.
Okay.
And, oh, I'm cooking. I don't have to concentrate on the cooking. I'm concentrating on the mantra. I read the instructions, put in the microwave for 4 minutes, whatever. Ding, microwave goes off. Okay, there's eating. But I'm not having to concentrate on the eating because I'm with that mantra. And when I'm with mantra, I don't get stuck in traffic. I don't have any kind of bad days because the experience doesn't create the concept of an experience or experiencing something.
Yeah.
And as you put this into practical use, it's just truly amazing. And after a while, of course, this sense of presence is so strong that now your attention sort of transfers to this presence. And then it snaps. It just kind of, now, if for some reason something is happening, you can pay attention and mantra is running, like, because it's naturally the breath, but it's no need to really do that anymore either, because you're now, have you not only created, there's no experience, but now you've erased the experiencer of any experience or the possibility for any experience to appear. Because all experience appears upon your presence, and you've now kind of, even presence is not an experience. And you just are.
Okay.
And it's so you're asking in the beginning, yes, concentrating on the mantra, because like Maharaj says, that conviction. Yes, conviction is there that, okay, this sense of presence is more myself than this body form.
That's clear.
This is good. And then every so often there's attention paid to thought. So rather than attention paid to thought, attention paid to mantra, either as your quote, doing mantra all the time, or as you're hearing the natural breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And it's just like, oh, you're kind of are even separate from this process. You see it as a layer upon your presence, this process. And now, like Maharaj says, prior to beingness, there was no mantra. After leaving the body, there is no mantra. Mantra has done its job. And it's good in our lineage that mantra does its job, because there's no other sadhana, and there's no like graduatingly doing this more, or doing having this, or I'm sitting in meditation for 1 hour and now I can sit in meditation for 2 hours and all this. No, it's finished. You are slowly, silently, and permanently erasing any concepts of you being something. And yet, good. You can do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities. And you'll probably see that your responsibilities and your duties are done much nicer because there's no longer a process of a mental of how does this affect me? Or what am mm-hmm. I doing? Or I have to pay attention to this, or I need to make sure it's this. And what will my boss think? Or what will my spouse think? Or what will my kids think? This is finished because do your job, do your duties. Just pick up the water, drink, and put it back down. And it's just so smooth, just okay, just. And that actually brings us to a question where it says, my question was, do you know why the knowing I am came forward and all the duality after that? Why the dream? Like I see it, life is upside down. The reality is your deep sleep. And when your life is on, it is your dream. What are your thoughts about that? This I am, this sense of existence, appeared, and there is no why duality or why dream. You lay down to sleep at night, you absolutely know this, okay, this body that I'm currently identified with, I'm laying down, I'm sleeping, and consciousness is formless, dream consciousness, so to speak. Boom, a dream's projected. You didn't sit down and create the dream world. You know, like as if you're shooting a movie and you have a scene or a set. You know, like even Saturday Night Live, you see them when their things are changing, they'll change the set and they'll go to a different thing. It's all very deliberate. But this is not deliberate. The knowingness of spirit clicking with the body and looking, oh, I exist, and there's a world, is the same as the formlessness clicking with a small dream body and saying, oh, there's a world. There's no difference because dream consciousness and waking consciousness is one and the same. We call it dream or waking because of a concept. I am asleep and I am awake. But the you that you are is not awake or asleep or born or dead. You are. And all of this, Maharaj describes it beautifully. The something within the nothing appears for a time and then dissolves back into the nothing. Your dream at night does the same. You're sleeping. Dream world is created. You identify with a little dream body. And then you're not. Either you wake up and dream is completely finished and you know this. Or you're just, okay, now you're no longer dreaming. And you're just in a, because we don't dream the whole night. They're like little dream cycles. So all these little worlds you're creating every night, populating them fully. Living in them, interacting with a lot of other people in these dreams. And it's the same here. The only difference is this dream body, the duration, is your long dream. And the second part of your question. Yeah, this says the reality is your deep sleep, and when your life is on, it's your dream. But truly, you have no concept of dream, deep sleep, not knowing yourself, or knowing yourself. All of these appear upon your presence. The you that you are doesn't go through any phases. You provide the background on which all these things are appearing. We say deep sleep is as close to the reality, but even this is not true because that aware presence is fully all the time. That presence is the layer and all these are appearing on that. And you are that to whom this presence has appeared. You know this sense of presence in body form. but only because you're holding a body. When you're no longer holding a body, then this presence will not be known. In this specific kind of telescopic view, labeled John or Alan, this view, because we know, we talked about this before, this body, John, right now has a heart attack and falls. And everybody comes next week, oh, we don't have John anymore. He died. So let's do some different thing and we'll still meet and we'll chit chat and we'll talk and we'll get more into spirituality and do this and that. So these bodies are still held by the one presence. This body is no longer held by the presence, is burned or buried. But presence hasn't changed. It hasn't increased and it hasn't decreased. That's why even if the whole world, boom, just blew apart and the billions of people on Earth were gone in a second, presence, there would be no change. It wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, oh, all these dream bodies, they're all gone. Just like when you wake up at night, the entire world that was instantly, spontaneously created with a dream body that you identified with and you saw dream people, you woke up, it's finished. And the knowing is, oh, I had a good dream or I had a bad dream. And this is why you can easily remove the sense of doership by thinking, if you were dreaming that little Bobby, his life, you're his friend, and you see him and he's growing up and you're growing up with him and you both go off to college and you're studying so hard for your test, and then you wake up. Was all that studying for nothing? Did they pass the test? You know, all of this was just in the bubble of illusion of that one specific dream in a very short duration. And it is absolutely the same with the spirit clicking with the body. It's very short duration when you think about like the lifespan of quote time. Time starts when the body, oh, I exist. And then you observe this body as it grows old and eventually somebody says, oh, you only have a couple days to live. But that one that's seeing the growth, like Maharaj says, you're a very young boy, then you're a young man, then old man, and then very old man. But you have not changed at all. Or young woman, sorry. So whatever body you're holding has nothing to do with you. You can't age. You can't be cut. You can't be burned or destroyed. Think about the space in this room. You say, oh, you're going to damage the space in this room. Even if you filled this whole room to the ceiling and there was not a space left for even a mouse, space is completely unaffected.
John, the body mind goes through a continuum and then dissolves at some point. The timeless, does the timeless, is it a still point, the timelessness that we are, the sky, the space? Is there any kind of movement in that? It's always now, meaning that it's who we are, but what exactly is timeless?
Well, you're formless. So no attribute can be put on formlessness. We talk about you have to have a hook to hang your hat. This hook is I am somebody else, therefore a hat can be hung. But if you're formless, where's the concept of time?
There's no time. I get that. It's timeless. But is there any other? It's formless, so there's no dimension. There's no movement. It's a still point. It's now, and that is timeless.
Well, again, even to say now, we have to identify with a body form. And then we have an object in space that you can measure time. You know, spirit clicked with the body and you said, I. So now you're believing yourself to be living a life in the body that you believe yourself you are. But you are totally, you cannot interact with this world.
Mm-hmm.
Just as laying down at sleep, let's say you are the consciousness, body is here, laying down at sleep. Within this consciousness, a dream world appears, and you are sitting, like seeing all of these things by identification with a dream body. And you say, okay, well, is this dream consciousness outside of time? Everything that's occurring within it, it could seem like years. You know, you could have a dream that it's many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, you know, I think the scientists, they say dream is actually only like maybe 2 minutes at the most. But your dream could appear to be your whole day. You could be dreaming about a day and then wake up. So this concept of time is not there. The concept of body is not there. Of birth, death, none of these is there. The space in the room.
The dreams are interesting. Jimmy Carter came to me last night. He was well.
There you go. Yeah. Jimmy Carter is well, and in reality, in this experience, he's different than that.
Yeah.
Right? He's very old and sickly.
Yeah.
And that's why you could have a dream that somebody that's very close to you dies, and then you wake up and see them the next day.
Yeah. Mm.
Because <Wow. laughs> dream consciousness, waking consciousness, one and the same. It is like an astronomer who's looking at the stars with a telescope. If his telescope breaks, there's still him, there's still the stars. He's not interacting with either. The vehicle on which one side is the astronomer and one side is the stars is no longer available, so no stars are seen.
You say the whole planet blew up, nuclear bomb or something, you'd still be there.
Yeah, yeah. You. How can you? How can something not happen? You. Nothing can affect
born,
you.
Not born, not die.
Correct.
There's nothing, but it's all. It's allness. It's allness, and it's nothing.
Just like in dream. That dream consciousness takes the form of all these dream characters and populates a dream world. And you see sun, moon, probably rivers. You could be dreaming that you're swimming, but all of this is nothing.
Right.
And yet you could say you're everything. Now, when you wake up, you're not really debating, was I everything or was I something? Was I limited as a dream body, or was I actually the all of everything pretending to be a dream body, and I was actually all these people? You wake up and it's just like, oh, this is a dream. Yes, no yes. need more to think about this. When you know yourself in a real sense, the same. Oh, it's a dream. No need more to think about this.
Well, Nisargadatta said, where you know you're nothing, that's wisdom. You know you're everything, that is love.
Yeah, I mean.
So what? Yeah.
You wake up from your dream and it doesn't matter. And even in your dream, you may be discussing spirituality. Maybe you're having a dream that you're talking to Maharaj or even Nisargadatta Maharaj. You could be dreaming anything. But in reality, it's not, it's a dream. And you know yourself in a real sense, it is an impossibility that you could have interacted at all. Mm-hmm. The same as when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you dream you're swimming. You wake up, you're not wet. You're not out of breath. You didn't swim. Mm-hmm. And yet, swimming was happening mm-hmm. within the bubble of illusion. You are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body. Accept your selfless self. There is no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there except your selfless self.
I think the dreamless deep sleep helps me to understand that better, because there's nobody dreaming, but there's still me.
Correct.
Self.
If you just like vanished in deep sleep, then there would be no continuum of any other states appearing
right.
on that.
Right.
You
and that's
are
what
the
would
reality.
Happen. That's what would happen when we're dead, when this body is dead. The energy, the whatever you want to call it, the formless, invisible energy just goes on, like
yeah,
you
yeah.
said. Yeah.
It's still animating and populating all these
yeah,
worlds.
All these animating and populating the world, yeah.
Yeah.
But John or Beth or whatever, we're no longer there.
But they never were any individual.
They never were anyway.
It was just the presence. It's
yes.
It's like if you had a puppet show and you had all these puppets lined up, and now one puppet is no longer on the stage. But all the puppet master is still there puppeting these other puppets. For lack of a better example. Again, as Maharaj says, the electricity. It doesn't know it's powering the light and the computer and all this sort of stuff. It's just a power. It's just providing power.
Yeah. Yeah, there never was a Beth. There never was a John anyway. It was just an illusion, just a concept, a bundle of concepts, make a John or Beth or whatever.
Correct. This is a lump of five elemental goo.
Lump. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And presence is animated. Then when presence is not holding this body any longer, this body is back to that five elemental goo. And we burn or bury it. No matter what kind of body relation we might have, we're not keeping this around. It's all, take it away.
You say the invisible formless is animating
within the illusion. We're trying to use words.
So in that sense, it sounds like there's interaction going on.
No. Just like electricity. Whatever you plug into the plug, the electricity automatically powers it up. Yes?
Yes.
So this body takes shape, this five elemental goo inside the womb. This energy is there. It grows. Nothing's happening. No one's doing anything. And it's just the same as plugging in a lamp. Nothing different than, and I think it talks about in Ultimate Freedom, you're nothing different than a blade of grass. It's only this egoistic concept that I am something that creates this, but I must be different than the blade of grass. Come on now, this is terrible. But it's the truth.
But you're saying that the electricity is not interacting with the activity.
How? Electricity right now is powering this keyboard. But is it interacting and creating all this experience of all these people here and this talking and the ability to see each other and all that kind of stuff? No, it's just providing.
You can imagine it to be doing it, so.
No, it's just powering. And the same plug, if I plug this lamp in, it makes the lamp light. It doesn't say, this is a lamp, so I have to do something a little bit different. No. Or a hair dryer. You could plug a hair dryer in now. How do I become a hair dryer? No. Just like at night, this dream consciousness, the sense I exist, boom, dream world. Little dream character in the dream world. Nothing was created.
So in that sense, the limitless can't be limited.
I'm sorry?
So the limitless can't be limited.
No, never. This and this is an easy thing. When I was driving up to Frederick and Maharaj had just left the body, for a moment there I thought, now Master has become everything. Like, and there was like a kind of a joy because I was very a little bit sad about, him passing. And as I'm driving, and you see, driving up to Frederick, there's like all these trees and fields and all this stuff. I said, now Master is everything. But the truth is, it was only our concept that he was limited.
Mm-hmm.
Master was everything. Is everything. He's you, me, everybody. So there is no, Maharaj left the body and now he's expanded into everything. No. This is conceptualized and basically because of identification of one body having another body losing this body. Which within the bubble of illusion, you do. We're not saying that, I'm not going to see anything anymore or no. It's do your job, do your duties, take care of your family responsibilities. Someone dies that's close to you, it's sad. It's not so heavily impressed. No one's born, no one dies. But you don't say that at the funeral. You'd be kicked out very quick if you say, it's no worries. He wasn't even born. This wouldn't be good.
The shade of the door.
So the appearances aren't being dealt with by you as they're being, the appearances are dealing with themselves in a way.
Yeah, but again, Andrew, when he marries people, he doesn't say, do you take yourself to be your naturally wedded wife or husband? This would also be very strange.
Yeah.
It's just the reality.
Mm.
Well, which is the reality?
The reality, just the reality, the presence, the livingness is an illusion. There is no world or anything. And yet, as you have this body available, you are basically on the stage playing your part. Play your part very well, as Maharaj says. You know, you're playing King Lear, but there's no delusion that you are King Lear. You know, I'm playing this role for a time, so you don't take everything so seriously. But again, you don't have to go out and tell everybody, oh, this is just for a time, so nothing matters. Nothing matters because nothing's happening, but the concept that nothing's happening is only after body. Prior to beingness, there was no concept nothing's happening or everything's happening or nothing matters. And that's why Maharaj always brought us back to prior to beingness. Because as we are in this bubble of illusion in this current moment, you can have a lot of concepts and you can try and understand nothing through the concepts and get lost.
Yes.
Every word can build a world. And Maharaj cuts that. No words, no world. We're using words to communicate, but no words, no world. You're prior to the first word. You're prior to the first thought. You're prior to the knowledge, I exist.
Somehow you can know that.
No, you know yourself in a real sense. Again, sense of presence. You start concentrating on this presence. All your awareness is on presence rather than all the illusory stuff happening around it. And the more you're there, then there's a deep understanding that whether this presence is here or not, I am. But that's without words. Because words are going to dissolve. When you get closer and closer and closer to your selfless self, no words, no world, no nothing. And yet you are. As Maharaj says, where all experience ends, there you are. No experience, no experiencer. No witness, no witnesser. Except your selfless self, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master.